Hi, this is Chris Hart, host of Plugged In with Chris Hart, and I'm taking Michigan over Michigan State in their game October 21st. BetOnline has free odds and lines available online or on your mobile device. Visit BetOnline today.
Hi there. We wanted to tell you about an incredible podcast by my friends Jesse Prey and Andy Cassette. They host a weekly true crime podcast about relationships gone fatally wrong. Their show is all about seemingly normal people driven to terrible madness by passion and rage. They have in-depth storytelling, get right to the content, and are funny without too much banter. We love how great the relationship is between the hosts. We recommend listening to Love Murder on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jesse Prey. I'm one of the co-hosts of Love Murder, a podcast about love gone fatally wrong. You're about to hear me and my co-host, Andy Cassette, from the very beginning of one of the stranger cases we've ever covered, the corpse bride of Count Tonsler von Kassel.
The night was dark, almost black, eerily still and calm, even for the early morning hours in balmy Key West. Eerier still for the location, a cemetery. There, the nervous groom dressed in a wedding tuxedo. An older gentleman named Count Karl Tonsler von Kassel. Yep, that's his name. Kind of. You'll see.
Okay.
It's what he's going by, anyway. Karl was prepared to meet and spirit away his young bride. Karl was experiencing a once-in-a-million-lifetimes love, his truest heart's desire, her face, ordained to him in a dream years before her actual birth. It was a love worth risking everything for, and he certainly would. Once the rescue mission began, it would have to be carried out in completion. There was no halfway here. Karl was alone as he approached his bride, trusting no one to aid the couple, knowing there was no one who would approve of their union. Too much separated the star-crossed lovers. Decades of age, culture, circumstance, class, and even, dare I say, life. Sorry, this story really gets me. Karl trembled as he approached Elena, carrying with him a wagon, blanket, cushions, and rope. He whispered softly to his love that he had come to save her and crept down the stairs of the mausoleum. A black crucifix above her head glowed in the soft streetlight as the Count extracted the inner casket from the heavy outer one.
Excuse me?
You're going to have to say excuse me a lot because this is about to get weird. Not daring to take the time to open the casket and feast upon his beloved's face, he gently murmured words of affection as he struggled to tie the inner casket to the children's wagon and close the crypt tightly behind him. My darling, I have come to fulfill my promise to you. Sleep now, darling, gently for a while until you are with me. God bless you. Peering out into the quiet night, he determined no mortal was witnessing their elopement. But alone, they were not. The Count later wrote in his memoir, "All of the cemetery was alive with souls which came out of the graves from all sides, moving and thronging all around us. It was indeed like a festival among the departed as they moved up on all sides. It was like a great divine wedding march for me. It could not have been a funeral march, for all seemed happy and joyful and interested in silent admiration, watching as the white forms of angels filed past with Elena and me in their midst. They were everywhere, none blocking our way, but all of them melting out of our way. It seemed as though they were all delighted and desirous to help us. The little cart, for all its weight, seemed almost to run by itself. It responded to the slightest touch of my hand, which gave me the impression of being aided on by friendly hands reaching out of the ground."
Oh my God. Is this the Count is a real human?
The Count is an alive person. He once was a real person, though it seems very hard to believe. And these were his real memoirs. We're going to be taking a lot from his memoirs today. Von Kassel's own spirits soared as the graveyard spirits wished him and Elena adieu. until disaster struck while he attempted to lift his beloved's casket over the cemetery fence. Tipping the casket released streams of foul liquid onto his new hat and wedding tuxedo, a potent perfume of death cultivated in the 2 years that lovely Elena had been not among the living. Agitated and bathed in death, with the neighborhood dogs wailing unholy howls, he set off in the night to hide away his love, to protect her, to resurrect her, to restore her, and yes, to love her. For 7 years, the couple would live in private harmony and union until a discovery would rock their lives, the sleepy community of Key West. This is the gruesome love story of the unholy union of Count Tanzler von Kassel and his unwitting corpse bride, Elena Milagro Hoyos.
Oh, wow.